and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Oh, and we appreciate them for that. Lots of good jobs out there and more coming every day. Well, for the businesses that are allowed to be open, courtesy of Governor Sisolak. But they are out there. You're still working with Dieter. Good luck to you. It's going to take a while. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I love it when you call in to the talk and text lines. So they'll be open in just a moment. Got another quick interview here, but I want to let you know today's poll question is always there for you 24/7. So log on to 991fmtalk.com, courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. Should the Washoe County School Board of Trustees member Scott Kelly just go ahead and resign from his position after being asked to by the president of the board? I guess he was supposed to do that by 8 o'clock this morning, and then the board was going to get together and figure out what they were going to do. But I haven't heard anything yet if he has actually resigned or if he's going to fight for his position or even just let the election work itself out. But you never know. This could be a ploy just to get somebody else in there besides Jeff Church. Speaking of Jeff Church, Scott Kelly's opponent in the election is joining us right now. Jeff, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Good morning, Monica. It's like watching a train wreck.
It really is. If people want to know the full story, they can go to thisisreno.com and look at the article that was written and why we're in this situation right now. Because, you know, when you put things out into the public and on Facebook, they have a tendency to come to light, and that could be, well, let's just say affecting your job, especially your elected position. So, Jeff, what do you think about the situation, how it's being handled and what's going on? What's going through your head?
Well, the school board's dysfunctional, and the way they're handling this is like the firing of Tracy Davis. It's just they don't know what they're doing, and it's crazy. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. But the drive-by media is missing the most important point, Monica. I don't care about his personal life. They need to ask him, and the media needs to ask him, if he set up those fake personas on the internet to promote himself, the fake identity on social media. And that's, I want to refer people to Nevada Revised Statute 205 called Fraud and False Personization. If he did that, he needs to go. And according to the article, he did do it, and his attorney apparently admits that he did it. I mean, do people realize what he did here, that he set up these false social media sites to criticize other politicians, drag me into it, which nobody's addressed, as well as promoting himself for reelection?
Yeah, because one of the sites was Jeffrey David, and that's actually your first and middle name?
That's it, and he spelled it J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, just like me. And then he used the email of D-Jeff, 1199. Well, I'm a retired police sergeant. 1199 is the code for officer needs help. So he's apparently, let me put it this way, I'm suspicious that he was putting breadcrumbs down that people would think I was the one doing the posting.
You know, if you can't, even if you have to criticize somebody, you know, because I criticize Sisolak all the time, and I criticize Republicans all the time as well. If you're not willing to do that in your name and stand behind what you say, then that really makes me wonder about your character, and especially somebody who is dealing with children. Have you heard anything? He was supposed to resign by 8 o'clock this morning, and I haven't heard anything.
No, I've been following it. No announcement yet, but it's important to know he can't be forced out of office. He's elected. So we're stuck with him till January, unless he decides to go. There's nothing the school board can do, other than maybe try to get a restraining order to keep him away from the children. But we're stuck with him unless he does resign.
Well, I'm very optimistic about the election in November. So I think you would be an excellent board member. And I think this is, you know, it's working in your favor. I'm glad it all came to light.
I was running a strong campaign anyway, and I'll continue to do so. And he only got 33% of the vote. So 67 voted against him anyway. But, it would be hard to lose at this point. But I'm still out there actively campaigning. I don't trust the school board any farther than I can throw them. And that's what really needs to be looked at, is what they knew and when they knew it. They must have known about these fake sites.
And that's why they would never appoint you to the school board. So let's let the election play out and let the cards fall where they may. Jeff, if people want to find out more about you, you're perfectly open on the web pages you have. Where can people find out more?
WatchdogJeff.com, www.watchdogjeff.com. I'm a retired Air Force officer, which was also in one of those tweets, and a retired Reno police sergeant, and I have educational experience and 2 college degrees, so I'm the get-her-done guy.
And yes, you said it all right there. I totally agree with that. So, Jeff, thank you for checking in with us today. Please, if you find out anything, if you hear anything, let us know, and we'll see how this all plays out.
Yeah, we need to talk again, because it's like a train wreck in progress.
Yeah. So as soon as you hear anything, we're going to have Bob Conrad, the author of the article, join us tomorrow. So if you'd like to chime in after that as well, we'd love to have you on the show.
Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Jeff. You know, I think it's funny that people always go for high profile people when they're voting, names they recognize. Sometimes that's not the best thing that you can do. Because I know this is hard to believe, but sometimes there are people with some pretty nefarious reasons out there, and they keep building themselves up because that's all they can do, because nobody else is going to build them up. Find out from your friends who they're voting for and why. Find out from, I'm going to be posting one of the ladies I highly respect and trust in this whole business that we do of media and kind of guiding people along the way is Carol Feinberg. And she is doing the conservative talk lunch. That is a wonderful, they just had it yesterday afternoon. So it won't be around for another 2 weeks, but every 2 weeks, the conservative talk lunch happens. You don't have to be conservative to go to it. Anybody can go to it, because there are a lot of people who are on the fence who are now kind of moving towards conservatism and Republicans because of the state of everything right now. Republicans, the party of law and order. Democrats, the party of Antifa and BLM. And we see how that's going around the country. And Democrats just sit and watch it burn. Bring some marshmallows. Bring some weenies. Just go do a roast. But speaking of BLM, got this morning. And I thank my listeners so much, because I can't follow everything 24/7. So this was greatly appreciated, because I was encouraging people to go out to the counter protest that was going to happen in Douglas County for that whole system, the library and the BLM being, you know, preached in the library system. But here we go. This is from Black Lives Matter Carson City. This is from their Facebook. The organizers from Douglas County and Carson City are in no way affiliated with the protest this Saturday in Douglas, nor will we be attending this event. We've already heard reports that militias plan to attend and harass protesters. I'll get back to that in just a moment. There is a high likelihood that things will get violent, even more so than what we saw on the 8th due to the recent events in Kenosha and the emboldened racists in Douglas County. Anyone who is planning on attending should keep this in mind and do so at their own risk. If you are concerned about your safety, you should be. We will be in Carson City in front of the legislative building on Saturday. See you then. Okay, first off, the militias, and we are going to actually hit, there's multiple militias. There's not one militia here in northern Nevada. There are actually multiple ones, and we'll be hearing from a representative, one of the militias. Militias are great things. They're making them sound like they're the bad guys, and they're not. You know who makes up the militia? You and me, law-abiding citizens. The people in the militia are there to keep the peace. The only time they act is when they are attacked. Now, if you want to see the evidence of something from Kenosha, you can log on to my Facebook page and you can see the slow motion caption video of what happened when that gentleman fired on people. He fell and they rushed him. What have we also seen from the riots that have happened around the country? We have seen people rushed by BLM members and beaten to within an inch of their life. We saw the BLM member who came up and kicked the man in the head who had already gotten a beat down, who was just sitting in the road, came up and kicked him in the head. Well, guess what? In Kenosha, the reason that those protesters, violent protesters, got shot was because the fact they were running on this man to attack him and continued to try to attack him when he started firing. So if you tell me that they were just going to take his gun just to protect themselves, that man would be dead right now. So for anybody to suggest that the militia is the problem, has their heads so far up there, you know what, that they can't even see the light of day. BLM is a Marxist organization that have brainwashed 20-somethings and lower white kids with like one black person as the leadership in every area. It really is disgusting what they're doing to this country. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with PJ this morning. PJ, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
I am doing great, PJ. So what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to just share something because you know me, I'm advocate out there all night long. I'm so upset with all this looting and everything. And so I got off of Fox News and I went into C-SPAN so I could watch the convention all the way through without the Donna Brazile and Juan Williams.
Yeah.
And after it's over, they have a talk line. And I guess you can call in as a Democrat or as a Republican.
Uh-huh.
So they show the guy sitting there, and now he's all excited because he's got a Democrat. And she goes, hello, my name is so-and-so. And he goes, oh, have you been watching the convention? And she said, I watched the Democrat convention. And she said, I live in Minneapolis, and they never talked about us. And our city was being burned, and people were being killed, and the Republicans didn't even acknowledge it. And he goes, well, where do you live exactly? She goes, right downtown, 7 blocks from the protesters. She goes, so I'll tell you what. She says, I've been a Democrat my entire life. I voted for Obama twice. She goes, I'm voting for Donald Trump. And he goes, oh, well, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
And so thank you for your call. So I went on to my, you know, my Facebook and I went, thank you, kids, for tearing up the Target store last night. Thank you for shooting and looting, because every time you do it, you take one Democrat and you turn them into a Trump Republican. And so,
well, CNN and those stations are actually asking them to stop protesting because it's only helping the Republicans in the election. And PJ, I don't know if you saw it, but other people calling in, the mother of the man who was killed in Kenosha is begging people to stop destroying her city, these people from out of town. And she apologized to the president.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. Let me ask you one quick thing before I monopolize your time, because you and I could, like, do this forever. One quick thing. Did you see where Pelosi's now calling on Biden to cancel the debate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, well,
he can't do that.
Biden is also sending Kamala Harris to respond to Trump's address. He can't even get out of the basement to go do that. That's why he had to get his vice president in line so that person could go out and do all this stuff, because he cannot do it. So, PJ, thank you so much for calling into the show. I got to take a quick break here. Vance, hang on the line. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text 884-9910. And just got this text. Oh, this is a good one. My daughter is taking an English class, if I could speak, at Nevada College in Las Vegas. The teacher of the class emailed out that in her class that there is no racism and students will be permitted to use, for all intents and purposes, Ebonics and will not be marked down. My daughter says, how can this be? It's an English class. Will I be marked down for using proper English? OMG. Probably yes, because Reuters put out a story not too long ago, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, that they are actually saying, there's a university that is saying that proper English is in itself racist. Let's go to the talk and text lines again and check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance. You want to talk about teachers?
Yes, ma'am. A little personal experience and being taught not only by my parents, but one particular teacher, sixth grade, 1966-67 school year, Robin Hood Elementary in Pensacola, Florida. The guy was absolutely brilliant, one of the best teachers I ever had. His name was Bryant, Mr. Bryant. And the way he taught us about discrimination, oh, by the way, there were about a half a dozen black kids in our school, and that was about it, but I never saw anything against them. Anyways, the way he taught us was that anybody in his class with blonde hair were not allowed to use the swings on the playground, school playground. And the kids in the class, there were three blonde hair kids in the class, if I remember right, and they obeyed. And then they went home after class and told their parents. Their parents came down. And Mr. Bryant explained it to them. It was to teach them about discriminating based on something that we have absolutely no control over. And that is our physical appearance with regards to the tone of our skin. I don't use the word color. It's the tone. Because right now my lower forearm is a lot darker than most Negroes that I know. I'm on my bike. I'm calling you right now. I'm on my motorcycle right now at an intersection in the neighborhood. But anyways, that's the way we were taught. And
that's a great lesson.
They understood. The parents understood it. And the rest of the kids in the class understood it. Now, my advantage was, being a Navy brat, and most of the regulations prohibiting non-Caucasians from being in rates like ship fitter, which is your pick, jack of all trades, or any of the other ones. And Mr. Carl Brashear, Master Chief Carl Brashear, is the premier example of how the Navy ended up having to scrap segregation. Men of Honor, the movie Men of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Brashear. And there's an interview on YouTube with him. Okay?
Yeah,
but that's
a
how
great piece
I was
of
taught. The only part that counts is we all bleed red.
Exactly.
Now, as far as Carson City goes, I'm going to be down there, and you're right. We've been keeping the peace. We've also been doing things that the sheriffs and the police officers would have had to do, and we've released them by taking over those duties, like guarding the courthouses and stuff, mm-hmm. and allowing the police to be in the crowd so that they can stop any physical confrontations.
That's great. So, Vance, I got to let you go.
At least the more violent ones. At least the more violent confrontations.
I got to get to Fox News, but you be safe out on the road. Watch out for all of our motorcyclists because, you know, just because you can't see them doesn't mean they can't see you. And it's a dangerous thing out there. So I always applaud all of our motorcyclists. So it's a great activity, but boy, just be safe. Watch out for the other guy. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And the news is just coming in. Thank you for KRNV and my phone alert. Washoe County School Trustee Scott Kelly has resigned over misconduct allegations. And if you read the article at thisisreno.com, you will see there were some pretty serious allegations there. Some pretty serious things said in the heat of the moment. So it's interesting to see what the board does now, because Scott's name can't be removed from the ballot. So do they just put the election in as it is, or are they going to appoint something or appoint somebody? And it's going to be interesting, because what happens if he wins the election? Does that mean that he goes back onto the board? People voting for him, does that mean that they didn't hear what was going on? We already knew it's going to be another crazy, what are we down to now? 80 days, or we're into the 70s now. But now that was crazy national. This is crazy local. So let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling the show. Did we lose Brian? Brian, yeah, it looks like we lost Brian. Okay. Sorry, Brian. Call back. He wanted to talk about the riots. You know what? The riots shouldn't be happening just for one basic fact. We have something in this country called the rule of law. And yet, Democrats don't seem to get that. Thank you, Tim. Tim just sent me an email that I love education. Hi, Monica. If you see our U.S. flag flying behind a judge in a courtroom, we've been talking a lot about judges today, in a courtroom with gold braid as trim, this is a martial law or naval flag. And that court does not rule under common law or the U.S. Constitution, but rather military law, primarily naval law. Regards, Tim. Thank you for that, Tim. That's funny that you sent me this because I was just watching a video last night that Guantanamo Bay, the base there, has changed its name. It is now Camp Justice, and it's doubled in size. And this is something you can go see for yourself. I'm just throwing it out there. I find that very, very interesting right now in the world, in the country that we live in. Well, going back to school and the school topic, if you missed earlier in the show, there is a student in the Washoe County School District who is circulating a petition to Kristen McNeil, the new superintendent, and pretty much everybody, that she wants, and others, she wants teachers to be able to support Black Lives Matter while they're at school. So as we've heard the controversy, it seems like every business, whether it be a bar or a restaurant or a theater, or everybody's got their different working, I don't know, attire. Me? I have a dress code. You know, Jerry doesn't want me showing up to remotes or events in ripped jeans and a tank top. What does the Washoe County School District find as proper attire? Which, this is something that we're going to have to get into a little bit more, because I have found out that a student at a high school was made to change his clothes because he had on a plain brown t-shirt with just on the pocket the name Browning. What's wrong with that? Yes, Browning is a gun manufacturer, but what does that have to do with anything? Are we going that far now? You can't wear logos? And who made that decision? Is that what it says in the school dress code? You can only wear certain logos? And then are we going back to Sisolak? You get to decide what the logos are. I tell you, the Communist Manifesto, plank number 10, free public education for all children. Well, that seems reasonable. Why is that? This is in Karl Marx's The Communist Manifesto. Every neighborhood in America has a Marxist training center. Your local neighborhood Marxist training center. It is called government school. It's for the transmission for all of these bad ideas into society. And it's been that way for decades, because they had to get to the universities, and then those kids coming out of the universities became educators, and now here's where your kids sit. Speaking of schools, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. Mark wants to talk about the schools. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. Do we still have Mark? Do I still have a producer?
Hello?
Am I on my own?
Oh, there you go.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning. So, you know, when I was growing up and I started learning how to drive, one of the very first things my father taught me is what you do when you get pulled over by a police officer. And this is all stemming from parenthood. These people, I don't care if they're in their 50s, 70s, or 90s, it still stems back from parenthood. You cannot be aggressive when you are up against a police officer. You say yes, sir, no, sir, and you treat them with respect. You're not going to get shot. You're not going to get tased. You're not going to get beaten up. And I don't care what color you are, what time of day or night it is. if you treat a police officer with respect, whether he's right or whether he's wrong, you're going to walk away with either a ticket and a thank you. So this is all parenthood. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow. You have to teach your kids how to respect the law. And where these people come from, and I'm not just talking about black people because there's white ghetto people too. They are not getting the education because they should also be in schools. I think there should be some type of a curriculum in schools where you are taught how to respect police officers. I don't understand why they have never done it, but for some reason they don't do it. When I was in school, we used to have police officers that would come to our school and talk to us and teach us certain things. You know, what to do if you know, you get pulled over by a police officer or anything like that. If you're walking down the street and you're jaywalking, you know, they're going to stop and talk to you. It's anger. These people are angry and they're so left, they're turning it against the police. And it's not the police. It's the way the police are being treated. And I don't blame them. Well, that guy jumped in his car. I don't care if he had six kids in the backseat. If I'm a police officer, I'm not going to shoot him in the back. I'm going to shoot him in the back of the head. That's just the way it is. I'm going home. I don't care if he goes home. I'm going home. And I back the blue 100%. And I don't think they did anything wrong.
So do I. Mark, you know, it's interesting because in that span of your entire comment there, you mentioned three things that were on Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The destabilization of police, defunding law enforcement. You talked about family. That's the first thing you attack is the family. You separate them. And the third thing, the indoctrination in schools. So I hope people can really grasp and understand how we've been a socialist country for years. It's just now bubbling up to the top and bubbling up to the point where very shortly we're not going to be able to go back and we are going to be in the fight for our lives. So, Mark,
you know,
thank
Monica, one thing I want to say, these police officers, they're just like us. There's no difference. They want to go and have dinner with their families and watch TV and watch Everybody Loves Raymond and go to bed and drink coffee in the morning. They're not getting up. They're not getting up in the morning or getting up at their midnight shift thinking, oh, I'm going to go kill a black guy tonight. That's what I'm going to do. They're not thinking this. There's a reason why this is happening. And it's not bad cops. It's bad parenting. It's bad education. Yeah. That's what it is.
When you have your parents teaching toddlers to say F the police and using the whole term, that is a breakdown of the family and family responsibilities for society. But Mark,
You look at what you just said, and then 10 years, 15 years later, when that child is behind the wheel of a vehicle and gets pulled over, and he's aggravated, and he attacks a cop, and then the cop shoots him. It's the parent. It's not the police officer.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to disagree with
you. I don't know where they're missing this.
I'm going to disagree with you on one thing, and that's with a few people that the cops are different, because I'm not going to go out to my job every night and put my life on the line for people who don't appreciate it. And that's what cops do. That's what makes them different. And that is what makes them even more special and that we should be appreciating. Mark, thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break and be right back as we wrap up the show here on 92. I love you so much. It just flies by. All right. Oh, I guess our poll question today is a moot point. At 991fmtalk.com, if you missed it, our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, is should Scott Kelly resign from the Board of Trustees? Yeah, as of the notice just about 15 minutes ago, he's resigned. Now where do we go? We'll be following this and more as we come back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada and all over the world with the live streaming and podcasts and all that good stuff. But let me tell you, it's a mess right now. And people are wondering, why are we going through all this? Why are we going through the riots? Why are we going through Black Lives Matter? Why are we going through drag queen story time and all of this? Well, let me tell you, here is the countdown. 67 days, 10 hours, 6 minutes to the biggest decision this country will ever make. And that is who is going to be the president of the United States of America. I've been meaning to play this for you for some time now. This is the former U.S. House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay. Accidentally called him a senator the other day. But listen to this and listen very carefully.
Well, we've already found a secret memo coming out of the Justice Department. They're now going to go after 12 new perversions, things like bestiality, polygamy, having sex with little boys and making that legal. And not only that, but they have a whole list of strategies to go after the churches, the pastors, and any businesses that tries to assert their religious liberty. This is coming, and it's coming like a tidal wave.
All right, so Congress, I just want to get this straight. So you are aware of a Justice Department memo where that says there will be an effort to legitimize or legalize bestiality, pedophilia, and, as you put it, perversions?
That's correct.
This is how this country is changing. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I'm okay with it. This is what is coming. This is why we are going through every single thing we are going through right now. This is why churches are closed and a form of addiction. Casinos are open. This plan has been in the works for a long time, but we will overcome it. Today's poll question should have. We had to change it because he surprised all of us and did it just about an hour or so ago. Just got word. Washoe County School Board of Trustees member Scott Kelly has resigned his position. Do you think he should have? Now you can go back and revote. Do you think he should have resigned from the board? I don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be up to the board, I guess. Maybe there's some rules already in place for this. We'll have to dig those out. So close to this election. But let me give you a warning, because this is not going to be the end of it. There's more coming. More things will be thrown in your path. And I have to tell you, I got together last night with one of my favorite groups of ladies. I'm the first vice president of the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club. We had our meeting last night at Paisan's Old World Deli. Ugh, it was fabulous. There was 47 of us. We even had on the big screen behind or in front of everybody, we had the convention going on C-SPAN. And our guest speaker was Orrin Johnson. He's a lawyer in town. And let me tell you, the things that he had to say about the judicial system and politics right now, and he was very honest and, you know, said he didn't vote for Trump. Didn't vote for Hillary either. Voted for, I think he put it, crazy cousin or something like that. Gary, get it? Gary Johnson? Okay. But I love what he said after that. that in watching the Democrats and watching Trump and all that he has accomplished in the face of all of this hatred, blind hatred, he would crawl through glass to vote for Trump now. And I can tell you, I feel the exact same way. Because the only people that are bringing all of this negativity, all of this hate, are the Democrats. Because they've let the communists take over the party. Do I feel bad for them? Hey, they let it happen. With the corruption, with even for their own party, not protecting who voted for them. They protected themselves in the party, and they lost their party. And now's their time to pay. But it seems like at our expense. But we will overcome this. I hope I catch you tomorrow. Love you. Have a great day. Make it your best. You never know.